Those are the sounds created by Craig Colarusso's solar-powered sound installation known as Sunboxes. Craig, who recently moved to the area from Massachusetts, has showcased his installation across the country. The New Englander is working on allowing the sound installation to make music here in Northwest Arkansas, but the next stop for him will be Vermont. Throughout the month of July and the first weekend in August, Sunboxes will be installed in state parks across Vermont. But before heading north, Craig stopped by the studio earlier this week to discuss his latest project and his background as an artist.
My background's actually more in music. I would say, more accurately, I'm a recovering musician. I was in a lot of bands in the 90s, put out a lot of records, went on a lot of tours, and I loved it. I mean, I really did. I have an enormous ego. I like being on stage. But I really wanted to make something different. And so I think that... you know, the music industry doesn't allow you to do too much, so I had to split.
You're a recovering musician, so how did you sort of segue into, I guess, art? Would you call this art? What would you call this?
I do. I fancy myself an artist, so I think what I make is art. That's a very tough question, because I would say it took 20 years to kind of get where I am. I think the start of it really is the physicality. I really wanted to make something that people could feel like they're part of. And I think that, you know, I love being on tour and I love being on stage, but there is that barrier between audience and performer. And I think that works in certain situations, but not in all. So I was trying to do something else with it. So I think for me, my art pieces have all kind of taken that physicality into consideration.
So what is a sunbox? How would you describe this?
A sunbox is one of 20 at the moment. They have a solar panel on top, and inside is a PC board that has a sampler, an amplifier, and some software. And they're all programmed to play continuously as long as there's enough power.
How did you come up with the idea for this?
The short answer is in 2008, my good friend Sexy David Sanchez called me up and said, "Yo, make something solar. We're going to the desert." And he hung up. 2009, we had a residency out at this place called the Goldwell Open Air Museum, where we made art using sustainable energy. And so Dave and this other guy, Richard Vossler, and myself all went out there, and we made this thing called Off the Grid. And Sunboxes was my contribution.
Very cool. And you decided to incorporate sound into your art because of your background as a musician?
Yeah, I mean, I think that my attraction to music, I think, comes from sound. And I haven't been able to really shake that yet. I like sounds. And I think that once I started to think about music outside of songs, the world became a bigger place. So I just kind of went with that.
So how difficult was it to design this? Because it sounds like there's a lot of technical pieces to this box.
There are. I have a lot of help. a good friend of mine made the boards. Another friend of mine helped me make the boxes. I bought all the solar panels, put them all together. There is a lot of stuff, but, you know, once again, it goes back to thinking about this for a long time, that, you know, little incremental steps all the way. Then you wake up one day with 20 solar-powered speakers in your house.
Is there a certain reason for 20, or?
I wanted to do 100, but I didn't have the time or the money.
So start with 20, work your way up.
Yeah, I think 20 is good. I've done a few photo shoots with, like, 8, and it doesn't feel right. 20 feels good.
Okay.
100 would feel amazing.
Well, we'll get there. So you kind of started with this off-the-grid thing, and then you have showed these at different places?
Yeah, I have an informal goal to bring sunboxes to every state. I personally have stepped foot on every continental state, and I've played or installed in 32 of them.
Wow.
We live in paradise, so I'm trying to see as much of it as I can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so can you tell me a little bit about what this sound installation looks like when it goes to, like, you're going to Vermont, some state parks in Vermont in July. How is it set up? What does it look like? What do you look for? I mean, you have a whole state park. Where do you decide where you want to put these, or how do you position them?
I have three parameters as far as setting it up. The first one is I make it so that you're surrounded by the piece in several spots. The other thing is there's four notes, and there's five of each of those. So I try not to put all the B-flats together, so you get a full sense of the array. And then the third thing is ultimately it is a visual piece as well. So I just try and make it look like it makes sense in the space that I'm given.
So why B-flat? Any specific reason?
I started with B-flat because I wanted this to be sort of uplifting. And some of my other pieces are a little heavier. And I wanted this to be kind of light. I wanted this to feel like daytime music.
So these things, I guess, kick on when the sun comes up and go off when the sun goes down.
Right, and there's no batteries. So right. when the clouds come in, sometimes it gets a little quiet. Sometimes it turns off altogether. And that is beautiful because when they turn off altogether, inevitably the sun burns through and they all start at the same time, and it really is glorious.
So it essentially doesn't sound the same every time, even if you saw it at a different place, because...
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few reasons for that. Number one, the array is always... I can't recreate the footprint, so I don't even try. So everywhere I go, the arrangement of the boxes is different. And then let's say you come to a spot twice. It's doubtful that you'll walk through it the same way because you have so many options. Why would you? And then the thing I really like about Sunboxes is the sound is loud enough to engulf the participant, but at the same time, ambient sounds from the environment leak in. Like, we did 10 days in Martha's Vineyard last year, and so the waves in the background was just beautiful.
I bet that would be gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, things like, I had this great gig in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, and, like, this ambulance went by full blast. And so it was, like, this great kind of, like, sonic field of Sunboxes with this siren moving through. It was just amazing.
So when you're setting these up in the different locations, do you rearrange them, I guess, for aesthetics as much as you do for sound?
I do. And another cool thing is I'm always chasing the sun. So as the sun moves, I do a dramatic sort of tilt to follow the sun. And I just got back from, I did a great festival called Communique out in Boulder, Colorado. And on the last day, the way... You know, it's all different, but like the way the horizon was, as the sun was going down, it created this long, narrow path of sunlight. And so I just kept following the sun, and it was just easing back. And it was just amazing, you know, to watch the piece crawl from its original point back to, you know, slowly making its way back to the van.
So what is your role during one of these installations once you're there? Say if I go to Vermont where you've got this set up, I mean, do you spend the day there talking to people or do you set it up and walk away?
Oh, no, I'm there. I'm there for a few things. I definitely watch the piece and I do all the shifting and maneuvering. And also I'm noticing that people like to talk, you know, and that's the difference. If you come to Sunboxes, you have my attention. I will give you as much energy or time as you require. And I think that that's sort of unique because I'm gathering from most of the people I talk to that they don't get to talk to artists, you know, and I don't play the brooding artist type very well. You know, I'm just a thug from Connecticut. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I try and be available for people. I like to answer questions. I find myself in very interesting conversations with people. The other thing about Sunboxes is that, you know, it's the most accessible piece I've ever done. So I'm getting more than just the normal music and art crowd.
People can interact with Sunboxes not only at an installation, but actually you have recordings. I saw that people could get through your website.
Yes.
Is it of different installations that you've had, or is it a specific site that you've been?
Well, this particular 7-inch has two recordings. One was done on a frozen pond in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is kind of a really neat experience into itself.
Uh-huh.
And then the other side is a grassy field, also in Massachusetts, in September. I think my goal now is to record it in each of the seasons and release a double album because I love records. You know, I'm just an old punk rocker, so that ain't going away.
So it's actual vinyl. It's not a CD. It's not a...
No, it's actual vinyl. It's colored vinyl. There is a digital download code in there, so if you don't have a record player, that's cool. The thing about the recordings is that it really does sound different everywhere it goes.
And then there's also an app for the iPhone?
There is an app. There is an app, yes.
And how does that work?
Well, basically, you can stream all the audio on one phone. Or you can recruit 19 other people and recreate Sunboxes with 20 cell phones.
Seriously.
Scout's honor.
Very cool.
I think for me, the app is definitely pushing my whole thought process in that direction. Because in the same sense that I wanted to make something that people could feel part of, I think this takes that idea to the next level. Now you have 20 people who are going to go out there, take this system, and do something with it. You know, that's what I like. That's what I want. I want my art. My art is not precious. It should not be behind bulletproof glass. It is for the masses to get out there. I'm giving you the tools to make something. Impress me.
Sunboxes, Craig Colarusso's solar-powered sound installation, will be on display in Vermont State Parks throughout July. More information is available at sun-boxes.com.